Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Cheryl Nunnikoven at Dutch Meadows, and she's going to tell us about sowing new seeds in your lawn if your lawn was hit by the drought and some of your grass has died.
All right, well, Cheryl, a lot of the grass has started to get its green color back, but there are still some patchy spots around town that I've been seeing. First off, how can you identify whether or not your grass has gone dormant or whether it's actually dead in those spots?
The first indicator basically on that we look at is the color. If it's got kind of a brownish tan straw color to it, it probably means it's dormant. If it's a gray color, that probably means it is dead. The second thing you probably would want to do then, if you see that gray color and you don't think you've got much there, then go ahead and dig up a couple plants and just see if there's any life in it at all. If there's not, then you're probably going to have to rake it up and start over.
So with dormant grass, is there any need to reseed areas of dormant grass? Will that die over the winter because it's been dead for so long, or can that just sit?
Most likely, if it's just dormant, it's going to come back. Once we get some cooler weather and some moisture, which we're starting to get both of those, you're going to see it come back, and it'll come back fairly quickly. If you don't see it come back, then it wasn't just dormant, it is dead.
So for the actual dead grass, what are the best ways to prep those areas to be seeded?
What you need to do is just remove all the dead grass, go in there with a rake, maybe a power rake through your yard, and just open up those areas, and then you need to remove all that dead debris. Get that out of there. You want a good, clean surface of dirt. You don't really have to till it or anything. You just kind of need to scratch up the surface and then put the grass seed down on top. A lot of grass seed likes to be pressed in. So if you've got small areas, if you just want to step it in, bigger areas, maybe get a roller and press it in that way. And then, that's basically for bed prep. That's all there is.
Are there varieties of grass that work best for our area with some of our soil types?
We actually use 99% of the time we use a dwarf fescue blend. Fescues tend to root down a lot deeper, and so they can take the traffic you put on. They're more tolerant of the clay soils, and they can dig a lot deeper for that moisture when we do have dry spells like this. Bluegrass is fairly finicky. Doesn't really like the clay soil and it's not nearly as deeply rooted, so it starts to stress a lot quicker than a fescue will.
Is there an issue with matching your grass types? If you already have one type seeded in your lawn and you're just trying to patch it up, will it show if you have a different type?
It probably will. You have to decide if that's really an issue for you or not. You know, we do carry a bluegrass blend. Just for those people who do want to try to match into what's there, we're not going to get an exact match. This bluegrass blend may not even match their bluegrass, you know, rye blend, whatever they have. So you're still going to have a little bit of spottiness. You just have to decide how much that bothers you personally.
So once you've got the seeds in the ground, what kind of care is needed for those so that they'll be able to thrive?
There's two main things, fertilizer and water. When we put down seed, we put down a starter fertilizer. It's a fertilizer that's not as high in nitrogen. It's higher in the P and K, and that's for root development. You're going to want to do that when you put the seed down, again in 4 weeks, and again 4 weeks after that, and depending on the weather this fall, possibly a fourth application. And then the other thing is water. Once you get your seed down, a thorough watering the first time, and then after that, wet it down just a couple times a day. What you want to do is keep the crust off the top, so if those seeds do get buried underneath the ground, that they can emerge. Straw is optional, straw or burlap. It helps keep the moisture there is basically what it does. It's not going to do anything as far as erosion prevention. It's just going to wash off too, but it's basically just to keep the crust off the top. And it actually does help. Grass will come up a little faster when you have a layer of straw on the top.
So when's the best time for people to start doing this, and why?
We usually start with seeding around August 15th. State fair time is a good way to remember it. And on August 15th, typically in the weather patterns, the nights get cooler. We start getting some nice rains. We get heavy dews. A lot of times we've seen a heavy dew germinate a seed. We haven't even put any water on it, and the dews this time of year will get it started. The ground this time of year is really warm, so the seed takes off better. You actually get a higher percentage of germination in the fall than you do in the spring. And also the rains in the fall are typically, like we had this past weekend, the gentle long rains rather than the thunderstorms that tend to just come really quick and wash everything away. You get a gentle soaking rain, which helps helps get the seed into the ground and helps get the seed incorporated into the ground instead of just washing it away.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Cheryl Nunnikoven at Dutch Meadows, and she's told us about how to take care of your lawn and sow new grass seeds if your lawn was hit hard by the drought. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.